We're about to start second half action, and the ball has been inbounded. Colton Belisle with the ball for Skagway, down 21-0 to a game cake squad. Colton gets it over on the left-hand side to Wyatt Belisle, and back up top to Colton. Gets it over on the right-hand side to Danny Brady. Danny Brady loses the ball briefly, is stuck with it a little bit, gets it over to Wyatt, and Wyatt standing out of bounds. That's the turnover. Ball's going to go back to Cake. And it is Benham with the ball as he brings it into the forecourt. Benham working against a man-to-man Skagway defense now as they come out man-to-man to start the second half, trying to shake things up a little bit and make it a little tougher on Cake. But Cake is still patient, even with a man-to-man D. They're still patiently working the ball all around the perimeter. We've yet to see him go into the down on the blocks yet against this man-to-man, but wow, that middle is just wide open for Skagway, and there it is, the pass to the cutting Bedham. It was just a matter of time. You get nobody defensively inside the key for Skagway, and you've got to have a cutter, and that's just what happened. It was a beautiful feed to Benham, and Benham lays it up and in. 23-0 now the score. Cake over Skagway, and Skagway's working right to left now across your radio. Wyatt Belisle has the ball, gets down in the corner to Brady. Brady with a tough catch, able to come down with it. Back out top, it goes to Colton Belisle. Danny Brady, every time he touches the ball, he's double-teamed. And Colton gets it down low to Ackerman. Ackerman's fouled on the play. And we'll go. Now, he wasn't in the act of shooting, so it's going to be ball for Skagway underneath the Cake basket. And Colton Belisle to inbound the basketball for Skagway. Somebody's got to move to get open. It's Ackerman. Ackerman gets open. He's tripped on the play but doesn't travel. And gets the ball back to Colton Belisle. Colton bringing it all the way across the court with his left hand. Gets it over to his brother Wyatt. Back up to Colton. Colton now looking to go back to the right side. Throws a lob pass over to Brady. Too tall for Brady. And out of bounds it goes. Cake basketball. 6:24 left to play in the quarter. Benham for Cake has the ball. It brings it into the key and then backs it back out. Gets it in the corner to Friday and over to Moore. Moore's going to handle the ball. Gets it over to Jackson Gamble. Over to Jackson. The speaking captain. They call him the speaking captain, which is a more apparently intense sort of label than just captain, because he's got a co-captain, but he's the speaking captain. His co-captain is Sterling Moore. Sterling Moore is the senior on the squad, and Jackson is the junior. Now, Cakes just continues to work against this man-to-man defense, looking for a hole. Moore jumps the jump shot, no good, way short. And rebound fought for on the floor, picked up by Cake. Cake a little faster to all those loose balls, and Benham sneaks in on the weak side, gets a pass along the baseline, and it's wide open for him to lay it into the basket, and he does so, bringing the score 25-0. Now Cake up over Skagway. Skagway's got the ball. A little tape we're seeing on Colton Belisle's left hand, and as the point guard, he needs both of his hands to handle that rock. So it looks like he's got a little jammed finger. Coach taped it up at halftime, and Wyatt Belisle just has the ball stripped from him by Benham over in the corner, and Wyatt's now going to guard Benham. He's going to try and strip him right back. No going. Benham too quick with the basketball, too good a handle. And Cake has the ball now, working against that Skagway man-to-man defense. And oh, tough pressure D by Danny Brady. Takes an elbow in the face, and they're going to call Brady for the foul. No, they're not. All right, good. Yeah, no, that foul is going to go against Shawan Jackson-Gamble for throwing an elbow into the face of Danny Brady, who was right up in his grill defensively. Danny Brady, a dogged defender in the man-to-man setting. That's something you like to see. Skagway getting aggressive defensively. 4:45 now left to play in the quarter. Colton Belisle brings it up, stops his dribble, tries to pass it over to Wyatt, and telegraphs that pass, stepping right into the passing zone, passing lane is Dean, and he picks it off. Cake basketball again, and Cake going to stay with this deliberate attack. They're in no hurry to shoot the ball. They're not trying to run the score up on Skagway. They're just trying to get good looks. Ball goes over on the right-hand side to Mary. Mary feeds it down low to Dean. Dean brings it back out top. Dean's got somebody open in the post. Doesn't see him. No good. Gets it over to Wilson. Wilson holds the ball up at the top of the key. And he's defended by Alex Ackerman. Now he gets it over in the corner to Friday. The left-hander Friday gets it back up to Wilson. Wilson's pass almost picked off by Brady, but Dean comes up with it for Cake. And they're going to set back up here again. Friday has the ball guarded by Wyatt Belisle out at the top of the key. Block shot. Friday tries to get into the lane. Alex Ackerman blocks the shot. Picks it up with his right hand. A tall dribble from Alex Ackerman. He's a pretty tall guy. Gets it over to Belisle. Belisle's pass attempt picked off by Friday. And it will be Cake basketball at the top of the key. Simon Friday, with the great names in Southeast basketball. Simon Friday picks up his dribble. Dangerous, even against the man-to-man. But is bailed out by Sean Mary. Sean Mary gets the ball back over to Shawan Jackson Gamble. Gamble gets it to Dean. And Dean looks to penetrate. Back over to the middle of the court. Gets it over to Wilson. Wilson now in this deliberate Cake attack. Over to Friday. Friday. Back over to Jackson Gamble. Jackson Gamble over to Mary. Mary takes a couple of dribbles, picks up his dribble. Dean gets the ball now, guarded by Brady. And Cake is content to just pass the ball around the perimeter. Oh, and as they try and work it into the interior, the pass was picked off by Ackerman, except Ackerman couldn't hold on to the ball. And ball goes back to Cake. Cake faster to all those balls that are on the floor. They just are a little bit more aggressive and a little bit quicker to the ball and seem to be picking up every loose ball that's out there. Skagway's got to get more aggressive in valuing the basketball if they're going to compete in this game. They are down right now 26-0 with 2:30 left to go in the third quarter, and Colton Belisle has the basketball for Skagway. Belisle into the forecourt now. And it dribbles back and forth a little bit. Lobs a pass to Danny Brady, and that lob pass has not worked for Colton yet today, and it didn't work there, but that pass was deflected out of bounds by Friday, and it will continue to be Skagway basketball. Colton Belisle to inbound the ball. He looks on the inside instead. Takes his outlet over to Wyatt Belisle and back to Colton. Colton up at the top of the key. Colton wants to work it into the interior. The defense gets it over on the right-hand side to Brady. Brady with one dribble picks it up. Several ball fakes. Gets it back over to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle has the ball now. Works it from right to left. Down onto the side to Alex Ackerman. Alex Ackerman is just mobbed by Cake defenders and a physical Cake team. And Ackerman, looks like he drew a couple elbows to try and give himself a little bit of space, but that's Ackerman's game. He is all elbows, and they are sharp. And he was able to get the ball out of bounds off of the Cake defender. And now Skagway going to run an inbound play. Ball goes through Ackerman's hands into the defense of Dean. And Dean now has the ball for Cake. And he's going to work it up the left-hand side and back over into the middle. And oh, almost a turnover from Dean as he tried to feed an outlet over onto the side. And Ackerman stepped in to tip the ball, but right back to the Cake player. And now it's Dean with the ball up at the top of the key. Dean works it over to Mary. Mary on the right-hand side looking to go back up top to Jackson Gamble. Gets it over to Moore. And Moore with the ball up at the top of the key. Looking to get over to Mary. And Mary finds a cutting Dean. Dean cuts to the hoop. Lays that up. No good. Rebound not controlled by Skagway. Instead picked up by Cake Alaska. Cake has the ball now. Ooh, into the middle of the court. A wide open shot from the free throw line by Mary. No good. And Skagway comes down with a rebound with less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Colton Belisle works it up the right-hand side of the court. He's looking for somebody to pass it to. He's got somebody on the post. No going. He gets it out to his safety valve, Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt's got the ball over on the right-hand side to Danny Brady. Danny Brady gets it back over to Colton Belisle. Colton looks at the defense, takes a couple of dribbles, picks it up. Gets it over on the right-hand side to Brady. Gets it over deep onto the baseline to Ackerman. Ackerman's quickly double-teamed. The attempted pass into the baseline. Down low to Brady is tapped out of bounds, and it will be Skagway basketball with 28 seconds left to go in the quarter. Colton Belisle to inbound the ball.
Help, Dean, help.
Skagway facing a 2-3 zone now. And you shoot over it, and that's what Ackerman just did. He launched up an 18-foot jump shot, no good off the front of the rim. Skagway still scoreless on the night. Cake has the ball now in the forecourt, and they're definitely going to wait for one shot. Moore has the ball. A nice little spin move into the lane. Off the glass, no good. Skagway able to come down with a rebound. Belisle, however, has momentum was carrying him out of bounds, and he did step on the sideline with the ball. It was Cake basketball with 4.7 seconds to go. That's time for a couple of dribbles, even a pass after the inbounds. And ball comes in and gets right to Ackerman, but Ackerman throws it right back to Cake. Moore with a jump shot from the free throw line, unable to connect, and it's going to remain 26 to nothing. Cake over Skagway after three quarters of play. Skagway still in this basketball game. I don't think they'll let the clock run on whistles in this fourth quarter because it's not completely out of the realm of possibility for Skagway to come back and win it. Now, Skagway is not on the board yet, but if all of a sudden they find a jump shot or two, they can put points up in a hurry, right? Why not? Skagway not out of this one. Now, immediately following this game, though the girls played earlier, it will be simulcast, the girls' basketball game, Skagway versus Cake. It will be simulcast immediately following the conclusion of this boys' basketball game. If you can't wait for it on the radio, you can go to khns.org and listen to the feed, as it's already been put on the website. And if you're looking for some video to correspond to this game, you can check that out at skagwayschool.org. We've got the iPad working and a Ustream, and we've got a few viewers, and we don't know where they're from, but thanks for tuning in anyway.